began to see some Nikaros and made points of solution. Let's try to think this through together a little bit. We all know the Kasha. Let's begin by pushing the envelope on the Kasha a little bit. Kasha is, simply stated, the Gemara says a din, the Gemara gives the basis. We don't understand the basis for the din. We don't understand how that. The Gemara says a din, the Minat Torah, according to most Rishonim, the Minat Torah, a star is totally acceptable without checking the signature. Even though, maybe they're inauthentic, I don't know, the Edom aren't here, just as one, the Edom aren't coming along, walking in and giving us the star, just as one bows in, who obviously has definite motives for why, for forging star, right? $10,000. So that's motive to forge a star. So the Gemara says, no, the Minat Torah, there's no need to check Minat Torah, it's absolutely acceptable. But let's put it a step further. Minat Torah, you're going to make me pay $10,000 because he brought a piece of paper which he claims is authentic. And Minat Torah, there's nothing to do with it. That's interesting. Okay. So Rashi gave an explanation. The problem was, what's the Gemara's explanation? So you can say two ways. How does the Gemara's explanation explain the answer? Well, what does Rashi have to do with the Gemara? The Gemara said Reish Lakish. Right? So how does Reish Lakish, Eidem HaChazur HaShtar, the magic, the super acceptability, the advanced state of the Eidem HaShtar, the fact that Eidem HaShtar immediately gets an honorary degree, it graduates automatically, has been Mekubo of Eidem, he would treat it as though it was already Hadad of Eidem, it has nothing to do with whether those people actually signed the document. If they did sign it, so then their agent is pumped up. But who says they signed it? So how are you going to explain it? So the simplest way to say it would have been to say, well, there are two steps to accept the star. Step number one is I have to know that it's authentic, that it's genuine, that the agent really signed it. And then, step two, given that it's genuine, we're even going to rely on the star very much. Ki'ilu is the who got the base. Right? Step one, step two. So the easiest way to explain how Reish Lakish indicates that the star is acceptable is to say, well, look, Reish Lakish is saying step two, but you can't get to step, yeah, I have to have cross first base first. Right? If Reish Lakish is telling me the star is super acceptable, then that implies that I will say, that implies that obviously we do accept it as basically authentic. Because after all, he's even saying we give it superpower. If I say this fellow is one of the top pulmonary surgeons in the country, so that implies that he did go to medical school once. He has an MD. Right? Otherwise, he wouldn't have. I'm implying even more than that. If I say the guy is one of the top surgeons in the country, lung surgeon, pulmonary surgeon in the country, I'm saying a lot. I'm saying more than just that the guy is a physician. He's more than just a general practitioner in some tiny village. No, obviously he's a top doctor. But if I say that, obviously I'm implying he's a doctor, right? If I say that he's a top surgeon, obviously I'm implying at one point he went to medical school. I'm implying much more than that, but if I'm telling you step two, I must be, obviously step one is included. You could say that, that would be the easiest way to understand it more. But Reish Lakish is saying something fancy about stuff. Ooh, they even give it that honorary status of Kabbalah basis. You want to think, I don't need all that heavy artillery. Then he for Ksuba stuff he says the Kibun Shake and Shubanakhozer Maga, he's a heavy artillery. Ooh, that we even give it all this status as though it's a real hot Haggadah and they can't back out. Here I mean I don't need so much heavy artillery. So maybe I'll tell you an easy answer to the problem. Is that here I'm asking a much more simple question. I'm asking about step two, how good is Aedis? I'm just asking, is it good at all? So maybe all the Gemara says, look, Reish Lakish says it's super good, so obviously implies it is good. It is acceptable. If you couldn't get to step two, you couldn't get to second base, you wouldn't have been ready to cross first base. Maybe that's all the Gemara says. So that would be nice. There's a little problem with that, though. There's two problems with that. It's too much, and it's not enough. It's unnecessary, it's insufficient. What's the problem? Number one, easy problem first. Number one, if all you want to do is just prove to me that a source that assumes that a star is work, so why are you dredging up a fancy dinner of Reish Lakish? The Mishnah is talking about stars. Well, you have to bring some fancy arcane idea from Amora, Reish Lakish, about they had a Kibun Shehiget. Well, why are you getting so fancy for? The Mishnah is saying something called a star. The Chumash says, Mishnah is saying, If all you want to show me is, I don't need Reish Lakish's fancy idea, all I need to say is you see he's assuming that Shtar works, well, I have a lot of fur with Shtar works. Why bother Reish Lakish? That's number one. It's unnecessary. Well, what do you have to dray around with? And it doesn't even work. Because, as we've already kind of touched on, Reish Lakish doesn't even prove that I automatically assume the Shtar is anyway. When I accept the Shtar, I give it superpower. So who said he's talking about a Shtar or Shayim Zayim? He's not talking about that. He's saying, you know it's a Shtar, but then you give it a lot of power. Ki'ilu is right, who's going to base it? Maybe he's only talking about a Shtar or Shayim. It doesn't prove it. You don't need it, it doesn't prove it. That's very difficult. Very difficult. That's our problem. What does the Reish Lakish have to do with proving that we assume that the Shtar is genuine? So we saw Rashi saying something. Rashi gave us a great answer, right? And we saw Rashi said, what? The reason why we accept the genuine is because of the robe. Which other Rishonim say that? That the reason we assume the Shtar is genuine is because probability indicates that the Shtar is genuine. Who else says that? Who else? Is that right side of the room? Rashi. Who else? Besides Rashi? Rashi. Oh, excellent. Let's take a look at the Rashi quickly. Not that much to see. Let's take a look quickly. Imidalaisa, third line in the Rashi book. Imidalaisa, he says, Kivishar's going to Jabba. And that's the Gemara. Well, I didn't give his explanation. He's writing down tests. He's going to refer back. Imidalaisa, if you're talking about the right, so you have the Rashba over here. Even the right, though, hold me for Kim Shah Zohar Gon, because if you're asking the level of the right, sir, I would tell you no. The low Kim Sagi, the spices would even lay out Kim. Why? Now, the Zuki Inshi Bishikri, Lama Kaskina. We don't presume that people are cheap. Most people probably lie occasionally, but mamish. It takes a serious amount of corrosion and corruption in one's soul and moral fiber. The mamish sit down in a premeditated fashion and spend the time to carefully craft the forged document and come to Basin and present it with a smiling face and walk up with someone else with $10,000. That takes a lot. That's not some. It's not good to lie ever. But that it takes a lot more corruption to do that type of falsehood, to perpetrate that type of falsehood, than just to tell a quick lie. That, a lot of people lie, but we don't assume that a guy's mamish could be shikri. We just mean that we don't assume the guy is wrong. We don't assume the guy is mamish a criminal. Okay, that's a nice idea, the Rashba says. But then he adds, Kedamon Resh Mechilson. As it says, begin on the that. Those three words are critical, because I actually look at the footnote. So that guy says, well, the footnote is pointless. Oh, Gimel Alam. No! Where's Gimel Alam? Good morning! Where are we? Here! Now, Shechter and Shear sometimes will, there's certain Makoros he always quotes. He'll always just say there's a Tosafot in Nida, the 8th, 9th, 13th, that he always quotes about Lechat Kilim, but the other by Daraisa. Important idea in Tosafot. So he'll always say, Tosafot in the 9th, 13th, Nida says, because one time we were learning Nida, he still said, and he said the same, the usual Nusa. Tosafot in Nida, they said, oh, yeah, we're learning Nida. Ah, Tosafot in Armasafot. So you got to realize, when 469, putting a 469 sentry to Gilim, what else? That means, ah. I mean, he's saying the Gemara here says the reason why the Atari Yomi Kiyum Stars is because the Gemara's reason. You know, as the Gemara said in the beginning of the Septa, the Gemara said, here, the reason is Abduki Inshi Bishikri Ramachaskin. Our Gemara's reason is because we don't assume falsehood. So that sounds like Rashi. That's what he's saying. But some of the guys, there are liars out there, there are cheats out there, but some of the guys not. So it sounds either identical or very similar to Rashi. He's saying, we presume honesty. Could be the guy's a liar, but we presume honesty. Chances are he's honest. How likely is it the guy would lie? Roll! Beautiful. Okay, if you're interested, I found a small fonted section here. There are other Rishonim also say the same thing. It's not an unpopular position. And that's where you're a rush, Tom. No such a rush. I did not find his mind recovered from my own. The Likas farm. He lists a whole bunch of Rishonim. He's trying to look it up, they say it. I always have to check and see if it's true. It's true. Okay. He's a big bucky. He finally needs to talk about. Is there a Tosha Russian involved in the Sia? Is there a Rashbam? There may be slight differences, but they're all basically saying some of the Rashbam and the Rashba and the Rashi. Yeah. The reason why is because we assume the guy's on it. No! That's what it sounds like. The problem is. Give me a second. Problem is. Okay, what does that have to do with the problem of what does it do with Lashon HaGemara?
And that I think we can solve. So we have a second problem, which is going to be why does the whole idea make sense. But our major problem until now is how is Rashi, what does Rashi do Lashon HaGemara? So the first answer I'll give, the first question.
Last time
we
were
concerned
for Rov
Nair,
and here we're not concerned.
Very good. Excellent. Come back to that point one. Let's come back to that. Very good. He's asking, last time we were concerned about Rov, we start asking about the standards of Rov. Well, Rov Nair wants a very big Rov. He has to have a very big Rov. The big Rov didn't talk about that. Very good. We'll come back to that one more. First, let's work out, and that's going to be a big problem. It's going to lead us into segueing very well into the big problem. First, let's deal with the Lashon. Again, first problem is Rashi. Rashi is the reason why we accept the Shtar Torah is the Rav. The first problem is, it's nice, but the Gemara doesn't seem to say so. What do you do with the text of the Gemara? You could say that, no. One, so we tried to say, well, maybe it's Reish Lakish is obviously assuming that. Not true. Maybe talk about Shtar Mukhim. Maybe it's tricky a little bit. Let's say, the Baal Amar has an introduction to the Sefer, his comments on the Rif. He gives Chayav Adam Lov Lashon Rabo as a gimmick. He has 13 midos of learning Gemara. 13 rule principles to keep in mind in properly reading Gemara. Not that they're halacha mashu Sinai like they use in the Chayav then, but 13 guidelines developed from experience in how to read Gemara. So one of his principles is, I forget what he calls it, is that sometimes you'll have different Gemaras. Will mean that try and get the same principle and they use different words, different terms, different Gemara, because different Amram spoke differently. So if you follow the same idea, they use different terminology. If you learn the Gemara, it's going to tell the same idea. And sometimes you have a reference. Sometimes he gives several examples, I believe, of both. Cases where you have two different figures. If you think about it, it's somewhat the same idea, but using different language. Not surprising. So if Chista said it one way, or Nachman said it differently, then it's somewhat the same idea. Sometimes you have a reverse. If the Gemara will use the same terminology, it means two different things. Let's see, Gemara, it's hard to give examples of that without backup. Let's say that the terminology is snake device is snake drabadon, that's Shiloh. Or sometimes even the terminology yesh bera ein bera will pop up in different things. It's the same terminology, but it clearly, the two stickers are not talking to each other. It clearly means we're using somewhat similar ideas, but they're not the same idea. I can call either idea by this term. So in this sugya they use that turn of phrase to mean that, and here they use the turn of phrase to mean that. So you could suggest Rashi that the Reish Lakish, we don't really mean Reish Lakish. Ooh, Reish Lakish. Mama says the din ki will tuga the beis and lacking tuga yichet. Could be because it's the real Reish Lakish. It could be here one could suggest what Rashi is driving at, but he's trying to say it's like a kolomah almost. The Gemara doesn't really mean it. We borrow the terminology from Tzubas. And Ksubas really meant not to commission Echad is amazing. And Ksubas really meant that it's Ki'ilu is Mikubo amazing. Okay, but here what the Gemara means to say is no! Minatora, we assume that the Eidah, we use that as like almost like a pun. It's commission Echad is amazing, not in the technical sense, Ki'ilu is Miskabo amazing. It means, it's always checked out. We're so sure that these Eidim are right. How do you know the Eidim, physical Eidim, are for real? Because you bring them in, you talk to them, you check them out, and you know they're for real. So we're saying, we're certain, then you know they're genuine. So we're saying, we're certain, Eidim to the star is as certain as Eidim that you interview. Why? Well, she's explaining, what are the chances that it's not genuine? So one could suggest, it's not something to appeal, it might not appeal to all faiths. Certainly those who like a certain type of approach, but it could be that might be the simplest understanding of how Rashi is reading the Gemara, and that the Gemara is a melitza. The Gemara in Yitzhu just has, means this phrase literally, that Kimisha Nefe Dismavazin, the Eidus Neshtar has a status of Eidus HaMikubelas, or as the Chaim puts it, Eidus Hakura, the already checked, the already accepted Eidus. One could say that maybe these we showed him, Rashi, Rashba, Rashba, who were bothered, what does Reish Lakish have to do with Nehmanus? They'll say, you're right, he doesn't. We don't really mean Reish Lakish's principle. We're borrowing his terminology, like Reish Lakish said. That we're borrowing that phrase, the turn of phrase, just to mean we assume it's valid. It's just a fancy way, a poetic way of saying Rosh. Again, some have the taste that would appreciate him, Lisa, and some have the taste that everything has to be
So the Baal Amar, so if it was just me, that would say, but the Baal Amar does say that this, he doesn't, I don't think he talks about this example, maybe he does, we got to check, but he definitely does say that this is not an uncommon occurrence in the Gemara. It's going to happen from time to time that the Gemara will borrow or turn a phrase that meant one thing in one context and use it slightly different in another context. So it could be the easiest way to get rid of the problem is just to say, fine, no problem. We talk about Rashi saying Kolomar. If he would have used the word Kolomar, it would have been happier. But Rashi does all the time use Kolomar things. The Gemara says, it means to say is Kolomar, it means to say is it. So one could perhaps suggest that. So in terms of the problem with Rashi or the text of the Gemara, it might not be from the Shmak. I love the shit there, but it could be that that's the... It could be that's the simplest. That could be that's where Rashi is right at. But here's another problem. Another problem or weakness with Rashi, not in terms of the language, but in terms of the concept. He says that what? The reason why we accept the Shtar. Forget what the Rashi learned. The reason why we accept the Shtar and the Torah is because chances are it's now. The Torah, how many people had a chance to take a look at that Chasm Sofer? Ooh, that's pretty good. Come on. Let's take a look together. Let's take a look together. His case. We'll read just a drop of the case. Ishachad Yehudi. Oh, we don't have so much time to read that case. Okay, we tell us about the regiment. This you see the 29th Chavtes October. Not often that you get a Chavtes October. Chavtes October 1810. But the guy the whole story that a woman got out and her husband went up to war and hadn't heard from him in a while, but neither here nor there. And then she gets a letter where they cook on the fourth line there. The Tuttenschein apparently is Dutton, or whatever dialect it is. So she received the Tuttenschein, she received a document of death, a death certificate. For her husband, Mace to Lemberg. He had died in Lemberg at war, I guess, Bodor from illness. And then the whole discussion about he was with his regiment, he was without the regiment. It goes the whole long discussion of how the army keeps records, and this book and that book, and they cross off from here when they write on there. And it sounds like the rabbi in the town contacted, he was friendly with one of the generals. So he uses connections, so I get some insider information. Is it how do we really know that he's dead? Is he just missing? A whole discussion. It's a fascinating discussion. It's a very sad discussion. Aguna Shana's are always particularly sad. The Tshuvas, in general, are always good for history. It's often you learn a lot about a lot of historical things. You just get a sense of a slice of life, even more than many official records. The official records give you the official picture. And they often give you what high society is doing, or what people are proud of. You read Truvis, you find out what really goes on in everyday life, the real deal. You get people asking real shadows about their lives, their own personal lives. You often learn a lot by reading Truvis about what life was like. But anyhow, so let's skip down to over here. Chasm Sofer raises a problem. Well, what problem does he make? Well, he doesn't really raise the problem, but he does. It's like Rashi. You know Rashi? What's following Rashi? He doesn't say the kashaf. There's a kushiyat muya. There's a hidden question. I mean, there's an implied question they didn't say. Let's take a look at this chasm sofer. What's his implied question? Ha'alaytu l'farish. Ha'kir aminam. The fact that Minat Torah were not concerned with the possibility of forgery, Minat Torah Shtar is fine without Kiyum, and then a borrower, the lack of Shuvah and borrower of the Chassif with Ziyufa. It's not that we know for sure there isn't a man in the world who has the Chassif to desire. We're actually saying the Chassif is Ziyufa. What? No! It doesn't mean no one. It obviously means a row. The Vada Ikaram, of course there are tricksters out there, there are shysters out there, the Mahajah Ziyufa that would stoop to this. Of course there are. Aruba Samachinan. Okay, so far so that confirms our reader. Rashi, but they're saying it's a rope. Aruba Samachinan. The Ruba the Aruba people do, but most people wouldn't. And then he says, you gotta say Shuhuro Malia. It's a very, very significant rope. The Epshah people, Ruba the Ruba. Maybe it's a superb rope. A very high percentage rope. Umozia Mamma Rope Kazet. Kane Sarahama. Such a strong rope, he's willing to be mostly moment for the most based on the throw. Well, what's he referring to? Because the sugya, the background is It's the famous, world famous opening to this talk of Baba Kama, Mem Baba Mlaf and Baba Bey, that the Gemara says, Shmuel, on a principle, Ein Holcha the Mabo Nachra Ro.
I bought merchandise from you, delivery, I paid you, delivery arrived, and then you say, oh, I meant a different type of cow, I meant a different type of car, I meant a different type of thing. And most people wouldn't want this type of cow. Most people want to use their cow for agriculture. Most people want to use their cow for meat, whatever it is. Most people wouldn't want to use this type of cow, but we didn't specify. I say, look, I didn't want this type of cow. The robe indicates that I'm right. The robe indicates you should give me refunds, but 30% of people would want this type of cow. The Gemara says, we pass like Shmuel, you can't force a refund based on a robe. You can't be mosi mamon. You can't force someone to pay because chances are he owes you money. Not good enough. Hamos make a very all araya. You want to get my make dogs pay you? You have to bring haraya, a very strong high level proof. 2 A's and that's great. 1 A works a little bit. A row? Get out there. Chasam Sofer is bothered by what? What's he bothered by? What's his kasha? Yeah, I'm suing you for $10,000. Why should I have a star? Having a star is both probably valid. The Chasam Sofer says, what's going on? What's Rashi saying? You both see Moses in a row? The Chasam Sofer says, well, this is a super strong row. Rabbi Akiva Eger was a contemporary and an in-law of his, also says the same thing. That the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva were contemporaries, and Chasam Sofer is also the son-in-law of Akiva Eger. So the Chasam Sofer was married for many years, very happily, and I think after a long time. After a decade, his wife passed away, and then he, I think he married again, his second wife, his teenager's daughter, and probably like 15 years younger. I think he had children from her as well. So they were sons of Kivager, and they were grandchildren, sons of Chasam Sofer, and grandchildren of Kivager. So the Kivego has the same idea. They both have the same idea. Yeah. So even though Ein Halacha and the Mamon Achra Rov, that's true if you have 80% Rov, a 70% Rov. Good enough for Kasha is not good enough to Emotzi Mamon. But if it's a 99% Rov, Ruba the Ruba, enormous Rov. That's right. That's so strong you can even rely on it for Mamon. Kivego says it elsewhere. Kasha Sofer says right here. Which is great if you're willing to make that assumption that that's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to assume that 80% of people would not stoop to forgery. Okay, I'm willing to assume that 99.9% of people wouldn't stoop to forgery. Maybe. So Chasam Sofer is being forced into this because he has a problem. If the reason why we believe the Eidus in the Shtar is because of the Rov, well then the Ein Halacha Mamon Achra Rov, but Gemara Bava Kama beginning to tell that's my above, is forcing my hand to say it's not only a Rov, it's a super Rov. A super, super, super Rov, because otherwise Ein Halacha Mamon Achra Rov. That's a good point. But he's really pointing out a problem, which is, again, going back to Rashi. Rashi said the reason why we rely on the Shtar as a Rov. Problem is, who says we rely on Rov, Simosi, Mamos? If it's a super Rov, okay. Is it?
What's the difference?
Are you so sure? What's the difference? Super Rov means the chances are much higher. In other words, it's
still, why would that allow you to say that we do follow the Rov in
this case? No, because that's much closer to certainty. In other words, the Gemara says that you need a superior degree of proof to be mosi mamon. More superior than to know that the food is kosher. There are standards of evidence, but mamon requires a higher standard of evidence.
So therefore, we can follow.
Yes, it happens all the time. No, if I tell you, if I give you a tuna fish sandwich, I tell you 2 out of 3 chances that there is not a poisonous level of mercury in the tuna. United. Right. If I tell you here's a tuna fish sandwich and there's a 1 chance in a billion that it contains poisonous mercury.
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Two all the time. Do you cross the street? You drove to get chicken, right? There's a risk involved in driving. So if you were willing to drive before, you would probably not be willing to drive an Autobahn. Right? A little more dangerous. Right? Obviously, I think it's far future. So we have this problem. We have this problem. Well, let me leave you. Let me leave you with the thought. What this kind of stuff I'm thinking, what this seems to indicate is a very short, we have chances for a case. But what this indicates is that we're going to have a lot of difficulty with maintaining that it's just pure Matthias. That's just a question of the Matthias is, the Rove is, this is the reality. You get the impression there is, it's not satisfying in terms of the text of the Gemara. It's difficult in terms of the content. Is that din true? It's very difficult. You get the impression, as the Ritva will indicate, that it's not just the Rove. It's something more of an, if it's that means we need to go back and think about what connection could there be to Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish is addressing the issue of how advanced is the Rove, is the Shah. But we're addressing the question of, is it genuine? The direction we're going to go in is, it can't be the Reish Lakish implies this. What it could be, maybe, is that Reish Lakish and this, the fact that we Lo Hashim L'Ziufa, are both outgrowth from common ideas. So Reish Lakish is a simon to the logic that also makes this happen. So to do that, we're going to want to see those other Gemara's other Tosfos. We'll take a look around and start to see a pattern of how Shtar works that will help us here as well. And we'll have a fabulous day. Tomorrow's Thursday. So, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll have a usual.